If you attend a football game this weekend, one thing you won't see will be small planes towing banner ads. That's because the federal government, concerned about possible terrorist attacks, once again banned all aircraft flights near large sports events. The ban was reimposed when President Bush moved the country's alert status from yellow to orange earlier this month. The president has since lowered the threat assessment back to yellow, but federal aviation authorities say there are no immediate plans to allow planes to fly above sporting events. Aerial advertisers say the ban will drive many of them out of business. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Ellum reports.
Hugh Forrest is angry. He's the co-owner of Wings Unlimited, Kansas City's only aerial advertising company. September is normally his biggest month. Flying banner ads over Chiefs and Royals games, college football and NASCAR events can account for 30% of his business for the year. But his planes are grounded.
These are the banners, some of the banners that were made up for 2 weeks ago that never have been flown.
September 15th, the day of the Chiefs' opening game, Forrest was ready. It was just 4 days after the Transportation Security Administration restricted airspace over sporting events. But he'd talked to regional FAA officials and understood he could fly his planes over the big tailgating party before the game outside Arrowhead Stadium. But when Chiefs officials saw the planes overhead, they called the FAA.
And the downtown tower said that if we continued inbound to the stadium, we would be considered a threat. Who has the right to call you a threat when you've been doing the same thing for 24 years?
Since then, federal officials have clarified the rule. Aerial advertisers and other aircraft are allowed over stadium events up to 1 hour before game time. Forrest says that kind of arrangement won't pay his bills. And he believes the restrictions have nothing to do with security.
Never has been. It's about the NFL. It's about NASCAR. It's about major universities in the United States. It's about Major League Baseball. They don't want us up there. It's about advertising. It's about greed. It's about control. And it's about money.
It's true that big sports support the ban on flights over their events. But Greg Aiello, Vice President of Public Relations for the NFL, says this is about security, not money.
We never took any action prior to September 11th to stop the banner towers because it wasn't infringing or undermining NFL business interests in any way. And there's no economic benefit to the NFL since the flight restrictions were put in place. So it's really a false issue as far as we're concerned. It's strictly a security matter.
Aerial advertisers maintain that their planes are not a security risk. They carry just one person. The pilots are all experienced and willing to undergo extensive background checks before being allowed to fly. Officials with the Transportation Security Administration have met with the advertisers and heard their concerns, but say they don't know when the restrictions will be relaxed, if ever. The General Counsel of the U.S. Aerial Advertising Association, Julian Hayes, says there's also legislation in Congress that would forbid any flights over stadiums for at least 6 months.
That put 50% or more of the aerial advertisers out of business because it eliminates the remainder of the baseball season. It eliminates all of the remainder of the collegiate and professional football games, up to and including the bowl games and the Super Bowl.
With Congress, federal transportation officials, and sports teams against them, the advertisers' last chance may be in the courts. Hayes has asked a federal appeals court to suspend the restrictions, restrictions that he says unfairly discriminate against aerial advertisers. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.